It's 30 years since the publication of the Vatican document on the family, Familiaris Consortio. The apostolic exhortation of Pope John Paul II was born after the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the family. Dr. David Thomas was an advisor to the US bishops at this international meeting in Rome. In this podcast, he tells us why he was drawn to the study of marriage and family life and explains why family ministry is so important to the church.
I think we all get our passion for family when we're young. Most of us are born into a family. Sometimes that's a great experience, sometimes it's not. But it alerts us to a dimension of life that I think is very important, that we reflect on as we grow older. Carl Gustav Jung, the great Swiss psychoanalyst, said once, "We spend the first half of our life living in a family, and we spend the second half of our life thinking about living in our family." So we kind of reflect on that and take in certain values, ideals, ideas. Eventually, we might come to some kind of a view that even our idea about God is given to us largely within our families. And that can be very troubling or it could be very exciting.
What would you say is your view, big question, of family ministry in the Catholic Church?
Well, in some ways, I would say family ministry is everything that the Church does. I mean, we gather on Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist, and we gather oftentimes as families, either physically or what I would call mentally or spiritually. I think that we don't enter the Church alone ever if we enter it the right way. In the right disposition. We bring our families with us in memory, even those who have passed on. And I think that that's part of why we gather as a community. We don't gather as individuals. We gather as people who are joined together by feelings of love, sometimes disappointment, sometimes even anger. But we are there in that particular context. I think that's one of the things the Church tries to bring home to us oftentimes, is that we are there as a community. We exchange peace at a certain time during the Mass. It's a reminder of that. We receive the Lord in the Eucharist as a community. We're not there as, you know, as I say, individuals. It's not fast food, you know, in and out of McDonald's or whatever it is. It's about being there as a community with communal ties, and that's family. The Church is, among other things, deeply concerned about each of us in the depths of our being. And in the depths of our being, we are, as Vatican II says very simply, we are a people. We are saved as a people. We are sanctified as a people. We're not alone. You know, we go through life, you know, holding hands figuratively or really with others all the time. And that's why I come back to your original question. You know, what is family ministry in the Church? It's the ministry of the Church unto itself as a community. I'm somewhat interested now in a concept that's coming up more and more, and that is from our brothers and sisters in the southern hemispheres, especially in Africa, where they are continuously affirming the notion that the Church itself is the family of God. And that's a very meaningful term to them, and it should be to us as well.
Dr. David Thomas there, who was an advisor to the US bishops at the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the Family in Rome.